Just allow your body now to discover that place of comfort there, inviting those arms and legs, those hands and feet can release those tensions now, allowing the muscles in the neck and the scalp itself can let go. Like a person standing beneath a shower, can feel the tensions washing away, allowing the relaxation can arise now. As you take this time, as your time now, to go ahead and allow yourself to continue learning the feel of drifting, perhaps floating, inviting that shift toward the inside, can continue now, as the end of those tensions and holdings in the body begins coming to an end now, as the beginning of this time of learning the feel of letting go continues to begin. And as you allow yourself now to relax even more deeply inside the flow of those sounds and silence, your unconscious mind can allow that deepening feeling. Of learning how to receive now that support, just here beneath the body now, inviting you to let go. And continue that exploration now of how it feels to just be for a while. Allowing the thoughts and feelings to arise and pass away. Each thought and feeling alive with its own beginning as it arises, complete with its ending as it reaches that time to pass away. Just like a wave begins its own shape and form as it arises from the sea, and ends its time as it dissolves back inside the depths of the ocean, like that inner space vast in its depth of quiet calm, opening even just a little more now than perhaps ever before, as you allow the end of that tension and holding on to melt and dissolve inside that new beginning, inviting the depths of relaxation can arise. Inviting you to slide on down into the height of a new depth of letting go. As you learn this feel of relaxing inside that flow of change, tension melting into release, comfort shifting into discomfort can arise, signaling the movement to go on and allow that recreation of comfort can arise. As your unconscious mind now begins to take this time to go ahead and explore just how can a person relax with the flow of beginnings and endings, moving and dancing in that circle of infinite beginnings dissolving into the end, is but the signal for the beginning to arise, allowing that new shape, that new form to enter fresh inside the fullness of that receptive space, just as the body empties out all that is finished there. Each exhalation marking the end of a cycle, creating a space full with emptiness, ready to receive that fresh breath of inspiration. A new cycle beginning to begin with every breath that circle of change reaches its fullness and allows what is done to end, opening the way for the new beginning can begin. And as you continue now, inviting that feel of easy letting go can sink deep. Allowing the tensions can continue dissolving. Hidden holdings on, beginning to release. The fresh, the new, receiving the invitation to begin arising again. And how curious for a person, feeling the very flow of their breath coming in, going out, beginning fresh and alive, ending with that release, creating the space for the new beginning has begun. As the seed of inspiration resting hidden in that breath of letting go takes its time to arise, handing you a new feeling, showing you a glimpse of a fresh beginning, revealing the echo of a hidden song not yet fully sung, awaiting its time like a seed. Holds within it, invisible to the eye, silent and unspeaking, unmoving and still, the unmanifest blueprint of the full blossoming to come. And inside that full blossom, alive and quivering with the dance of its fragrance, reaching out to mingle with the light of the stars, hidden in the fragrance lies the seed of that blossom's decay. The time of its petals withering and letting go. To return once again to another shape, another form, as the earth receives its beautiful expression back inside once again. And as a person rests, safe in that flow of life's breath, coming in, going out, beginnings and endings, allowing cycles of completion can occur. How often can a person become aware that beginning and that ending of each breath dance together? Perhaps their harmony hidden for a while. The eye not yet quite clear enough to notice the hands held together, the beginning and the end partners in that rhythm of life unfolding. How long before the ear can begin to tune in to the echoes hidden, revealing the same song of life being sung? And it's curious to become aware that what the mind often sees as a struggle and a fight between what must begin and what must end can be felt as a flow, allowing the fresh and the new to arise, allowing its fullness, a celebration in the ending as it comes. Receiving what is tired and done back home, like the night receives the day. Allowing that time of twilight where the two seemingly very different worlds meet and merge. A time and place where what is ending shifts into what is beginning. Knowing within that new beginning of the night, soft and quiet in its depths of vibrant stillness. The seed of the new day awaits its time, drinking of that quiet space, refreshing its brilliance, to become free to shine again, free to paint a new vision across the canvas of the sky. Fresh. To invite the birds of the dawn to sing out, bathed in the fresh dew of a new morning arising. And a morning can only arise out of the night. And how curious to become aware how the day and the night can dance together, partners in that creation of life's rhythm unfolding. Enveloping that traveler with a rich and full land to explore. Alive with heights to climb. Rich with depths to dive deep inside and allow a new understanding can begin, continuing even now, of just how those things seemingly in such a fight really do dance together now. For a traveler who's journeyed many lands can become aware how those mountains that offer such heightened views really only do exist with the help of those valleys, dark and lush below. Carving out that space that allows the mountain to arise in all its glory and wonder as it rests cradled deeply in the arms of the valley, holding it safely there. And it's curious to become aware now how the very flowers that open their petals to receive the fresh liquid touch of the dawn's dewdrops falling, need those very roots nestled solid and secure in the very depths of the earth. As the roots and the flowers unfold, but two ends of a journey, beginning and ending. And as the flower releases its seeds of fragrance, a new beginning has already begun. And the unconscious mind now can sort through your knowings of just how two things are so seemingly opposed really do work together. Like the thorns on the rose, the valiant protector of that fragile, velvety beauty unfolding, how the tight hardness of the bud closed so solidly protects that vulnerable inside until the time is just right now to allow that tiny bud in its journey from seed to fragrance to become aware that it's time now to allow the end of what was once that beginning, as the tiny bud reaches its fullness and allows the celebration of its own ending in the beginning of that full blossoming opening even now. And just as a child knows when it's time to let go of that tiny baby tooth, the ending of a certain phase has begun. heralding the beginning of that next stage of the journey, freeing the new beginning to be embraced and allowed. For a traveler who's traveled many miles can recognize now the destination will arise. The end of the journey will come. And you really can enjoy the journey now. Each step allowed its full beginning and end, knowing the seed of the end is held in each beginning. And the seed of the new beginning awaits its time in the awakening of every end. And as that knowing continues to hand you a new feeling, brighten that glimmer of a new vision. Allow the whisper of that ancient echo of knowing to travel forward through time. You can relax with change.